system and calculation for making Phoenician sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini. Kita ini ahli
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships experts, Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about so many or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
With the Phoenician, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2 months and a half has been like this with 2 units with 25 people working. Yes, iron wood, PT wood, and teak wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship rooms. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of teak wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang. Bisa untuk pakai tulang. Deknya ini kayu jati. Kalau minas, papangnya disusun, satu-satu.
The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed, the bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered, then the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope, then the sail is put on. That's it.
Tali apa? Tali sering. Tali tian. Nampak belakang. Baru pasang layarnya. Begitu.
The system and calculation for making Phoenician sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini.
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships experts, Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about so many or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan Rhoniana itu. Yaitu...
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs Pratikno emphasized that both university-based and hospital-based specialist education should not only meet national demand for doctors, but also foster innovation and entrepreneurship. This was stated here in Jakarta on Wednesday by Pratikno. The Health Ministry is partnering with the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education to ensure that some 300 to 500 hospital-based specialist education meet international standards. Prabowo Subianto has called for establishment of 500 such programs. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good afternoon, VOI listeners. How are you today? I'm here, you know, will be your accompanied for the next 6 hours on the afternoon session of Indonesia Today. If you are not familiar with me, what are you doing? I'm Unika, your host for the next 6 hours for this day's afternoon session. Hi, how are you feeling? For me, I'm feeling pretty much good because I came to the office pretty early, so I have a lot of time to prepare and chat with my colleagues and just basically not rushing, right? Because sometimes rushing is not always a good thing, especially in relationship. Why? Because sometimes you can see at someone, you can, you know, have this talking stage with someone, you're getting close with someone, and then you feel all of this sort of feelings, right? And all of this rushing feelings come over you that telling you, this is the one, I want to be with them. And that's okay, I just stated that rushing is not always a good thing, but sometimes it is a good thing. Just follow your gut. If they're the one, they're the one. But one might say, what if a lot of people admire them? What if a lot of people likes them? So what? If it's for you, it's gonna be for you. You know, if it's meant to be, then it will be. So if you're feeling that they are the one for you, go after that and, you know, pursue your love, because you shouldn't be scared of those quote-unquote competition, because if what you have with this someone is real, it's you are one way to go, and I think you're a winner, you know? Just like this song, Malam Rawan by Rizky Febian, telling you there's a boy, you know, in this type of hours late at night thinking about, oh, I really like this girl, but there's a lot of people that likes them. Is it wrong to like them? Oh, I mean, stop using that loser mindset. Just go after what you want and you will get it. So if you're currently manifesting, or you're currently in the move or getting someone's heart, I'm praying the best for you. And if you know who I'm talking about, maybe that's your special someone or that is you, good luck and break a leg, I guess.
Tanpa dirimu, enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu. Oh, takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam dan tak bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava.
VOI listeners, have you ever heard the genre hip dude? It's actually a new genre coming from the Gen Z's artist of Indonesia. Hip dude is actually a mixture of hip hop dangdut. And one of the artists that popularized this genre is named Tengsi. And I went looking up for this artist, right? This new artist. And who would have thought that Tengsi, it sounds like a stage name. Turned out that's his real name, Tengsi Wijaya. That's so cool. And Tengsi popularized the genre hip dude with a couple of his friends, you know, Nikila and also JMC. I assume that Tengsi and Nikila is the singer, they are the singer, and JMC is the DJ that's doing all of the mixture and stuff of the songs. And all of their music got really popular on TikTok, especially Indonesian TikTok. And the Gen Z, there are a lot of reactions out of this new genre, hip dude. A lot of Gen Z loves it, including me. I love it. I think it's so progressive. That's a new way to introduce Indonesian culture, which is dangdut, to the youth, you know? Mix it with something they like. Combine it with something they like. Hip hop. And I think it's working for me. And my friends also love it. But there's a lot of controversy around this new genre. Not a lot of people, yeah, a lot of people love it. Not a lot of people love it. You know, it's a very controversial genre, new genre, but I think it is a very smart way to introduce dangdut right? Because it's very easy listening, just like the song that I'm about to play you, entitled Mejiku Hibiniu. To be honest, they have released, you know, Tanksy, Nikila, Jemsy, especially Tanksy, he has released a lot of songs, hip-dude songs, but this one is my favorite. I'm just gonna say it. Mejiku Hibiniu, here you go. Give it a listen and tell me what you think about this. Do you like this new genre or do you not a fan of it? Here we go.
Wanita aku bersamamu, satu untuk semua dan semua untuk satu. Kenapa ada dia di antara kau dan aku? Putar fakta kau bilang aku yang salah. Yang tahu semuanya cuma Tuhan. Kenapa masih kurang? Sungguh keterlaluan. Kira takkan terlalu. Saat ku gak karuan, ku tahu kamu bersulang. Memang sekarang semuanya telah hancur melebur. Tapi seenggaknya aku gak pernah palsu. Kayak kamu Cuma kamu takut cuma ada dia di hatimu. Tapi untukku, teman kamu tiada yang lain. Ku bilang aku gak main-main. Apa yang kau mau ku turutin. Sekarang kamu sama yang lain. Awalnya ku cuma cobain. Tapi ku ketagihan.
One of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Di sunyi malam, lamunan memanjang setelah letih kehidupan. Ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Seketika kepalaku berputar seperti mesin waktu. Coba mengerti masa lalu.
Thinking, apa ku tak let go. Pikiran ku spin-spin, cepat like turbo. Mama tanya kenapa progress slow-mo. Sorry if I'm in my lane, aku tidak FOMO. Tak mengerti, nampak pikiran ku upset. Gelang di kamar ku sambil playing offset. Ku lawan imaji, dalam bari ini. Terbawa arus, udah macam tsunami.
Berhentilah berbicara.
line. Tell them we got the suka, it to be crying. Tell them we got obsessed, it to bad sign. Yeah, I go to TV, yeah, I go on the screen. Call that it room sink, come on, come on. Reality, better than reality. And if you hate me or love me, I don't give a fuck, I mean.
Kasoami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasoami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasoami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagepe. To make kasoami, initially kagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasoami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasoamis. Kasoami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasoami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasoami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasoami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ku tarik nafas panjang saat ini, hembuskan perlahan dan sadari, ku memang pantas untuk dicintai. Tapi siapa yang kau temani? Jika memang ini benar untukku, maka dekatkanlah kepadaku. Jika memang ini bukan gitu.
Bersamamu, ku harap takkan padamu.
I almost dropped out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmer's children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Ciglap village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in a classroom, but also in a bamboo sarung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Sebagian besar memang kan anak-anak
Di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Cigalap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Who was born into a farmer's family has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Hani to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu-ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru? Bahasa Inggrisnya apa? Ipin. Kenceng banget.
Children of farmers in Cigalap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Hani for making her child smarter.
Dia ada perubahan, dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar. Dia semakin
My child is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read, know numbers, and know letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Hani to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers, but also by the volunteers and youth in Cigalap village. Every week, Hani does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencak silat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Nah, sekarang kaki kanan mana? Kaki kanan ini. Pegang. Mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu. Lagi. Mundur kanannya. Satu. Tah, gini tah. Yo, siap lagi. Siap.
Now Hani, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided 5 villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Cigalap, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, since 2014, Hani has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class, and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Hani. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health program are done.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Last day, we are study about present,
tense.
Jadi kami programnya itu
so besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets and drill a well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and ducks. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
People are very thankful for the assistance given by Hani. Anwar, a Tigray villager whose house was almost collapsed, now has a proper house that accommodates 11 children and grandchildren, thanks to Hani.
Saya merasa terharu ya, merasa berterima kasih betul sama Bu Hani karena telah
I really thank Hani for helping me and my children who now can go back to school. When I was sick, Hani even knew it. She always monitors my children and I. Thank God, my grandchildren can live here. Oh God, I'm really grateful that someone still cares about me. The various programs that Hani runs were self-funded at first. The fiction writer with a pen name Jaladara often writes about her activities in the social media. From there, she gets many donors.
Beberapa donatur kadang, oh mbak maaf ya bulan ini nggak bisa, tapi kita ke anak-anak.
The donors sometimes say, sorry I cannot give a donation this month, but we still give the donation to the children. Sometimes we cover it. If the test is coming, we have to pay. We have to handle it by ourselves. One day we had to pay the test fees for the children, but we only had 145,000 rupiah in our account. At the same time, we had a class at home and we had to pay the electricity. So we paid 100,000 for the electricity and there was 45,000 left in our ATM account. On the other hand, it was still middle of the month, but thanks to God Almighty, there is always a way out.
The dry land is restless. The leaves are sentinels for the fate of the farmers. Born as the child of farmers, Hani moved from one village to another to unlive in the dreams of the farmers' children.
Kita berharap dengan pendidikan anak-anak bisa
we hope that the children can get a better education. We invite children to dream and pursue the dream as well as have a hope. It is the hope that can make them pursue a better future.
Dokter wants to be a doctor so I can help my mother.
Kalau kau sakit kusuntik, janganlah kau takut-takut, minum obat agar sehat. Aku dokter yang hebat, mengajar di dalam kelas.
Pengen jadi guru. Wants to be a teacher. I hope I can realize my dreams. I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud, and I don't want to cause problems for them.
Cita-cita, cita-cita, itulah cita-citaku. Cita-cita, cita-citaku. Raih cita-cita.
Mungkin kalau anak petani jadi petani.
It is common that children of farmers become farmers. Children of the poor become poor. But we want to change it, so children of farmers can become successful people in whatever they choose to do.
Cita-cita, cita-cita, itulah cita-citaku. Cita-cita, cita-citaku. Raih cita-citaku.
Cita-citaku.
is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this escampol perek, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Escampol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make escampol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers.